Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now. Come on, come on. Somebody bless the Lord. It's Friday. What's today? The fifth day of April. Oh, come on now. You're in your season of favor and the greater. You're in your season of obedience to new beginnings. And God has prepared your prosperity and wealth just for you. Come on now. He said, I wish above all things that you may as prosper. Come on, get this. And be in health, even as your soul prospers. Come on. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. Father, we bless you. Come on, just magnify the Lord. Can you give God 60 seconds of praise? Come on, can you give the Father 60 seconds of praise? Come on. Come on, let him know. Let him know. Come on now, that he is worthy. You're not praising him for, you know, you're not going to ask for anything, because trust me. Come on, high glory. We're going to let you know that, first of all, that you are in a season right now where God is releasing into your life the double-double, okay? The double portion, the double-double portion. Oh, my God. Come on now. I wish I had somebody with me this morning. Come on now. You better get it. Come on now. Just give him some praise. Come on now. All he asked is, but that's all he asked. He said, oh, David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on now. Who has pleasure in what? The prosperity of his people. Come on now. High glory. His shot. Woo, my God, my God. Come on. Somebody's going to get this today. Somebody's going to get this revelation. High glory that I'm a son and not a servant. Oh, my God. Oh, when you get the revelation that you are a son and not a servant, it's going to make sense why you went through what you went through, okay? Because first of all, there can be no glorying without there first being a suffering. Now listen. Let me just say it like this. Let me welcome everyone. Father, come on now. Let me welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Come on, let me say it again. The word was with God, and the word was God. Come on, can I say that one more time? Okay, the word was with Elohim, and the word is Elohim. Okay, so you cannot separate God from his word. So when you get this understanding today, that when you get the word of God, when you begin to activate this word in your life, the word of God, okay, which is forever settled in heaven. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. See, the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. When you get the word, you get everything, oh, glory, that comes with the word. You get the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. You get everything inside the seed of the word. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Get it. Come on, get it this morning. I'm a son and not a servant. And if you're a son, that means you have an inheritance. Oh, there it is. You have an inheritance. Oh, come on. Now, he's trying to get something to you. There's an inheritance with your name on it. Oh, my God. Jesus said, in my Father's house is many mansions, and I go to prepare a place. I go to get it prepared for you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I guess we got to get started. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, let's go to the word. None of me, all of you, in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, there's a couple of things today that first of all, you have to understand that you are a son and not a servant. So you won't be able to get the true understanding or the true revelation and relevance of this word unless you first understand that you are a son and not a servant. You're not trying to serve like a, good morning, daughter. Good morning, Angela. You're not trying to serve. You're not trying to go to him. You're not trying to go to him like a slave to a master. You are going to your father like a child. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Ooh, oh, man, somebody's going to get it today. Somebody's going to get it. Oh, my God, my God. You better get this today. Come on now, get it, get it, get it, get it. You are, you are, you are, you are. Come on, somebody, you are, you are. Hey, glory, come on, get it right now. You are a son, huh, glory, and not a slave servant. Come on now, get it right now. You better get this. Whoo, my God, my God. Okay, go to Galatians chapter 4. You don't believe me, so let's go here. That's right. It is so. Someone type, I'm a son. It is so. Come on, type it right now. I'm a son. It is so. Come on. I'm a son. It is so. And we're going to Galatians chapter 4. Come on, we're going to Galatians chapter 4. There we go. Galatians chapter 4. Here we go. Now remember, I said that you, okay. First of all, let's just get the understanding, okay, that first of all, when God created us, he created us in his image. Now this is the word, Genesis chapter 1. Let us create man, Adam, in our what? Image and after our what? Likeness. Okay, if he was creating us in his image and after his likeness, what he's saying is he's a slave, which means that there's somebody above him, that he is a slave to another master. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Come on now. Get it. Get it. Get it right now. Woo, my God. Come on now. Woo. I'm trying to get this to you. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now. Get it. Get it. Get it. Okay, I want you to get this understanding. Genesis chapter 1, let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness, and let them, okay, he's not schizophrenic, let them have what? Dominion. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God. So when you understand that the first thing that he gave us as his children and offspring was dominion. That word dominion in the Hebrew means ruling authority. You don't give a slave authority. Oh, my God. You don't give a servant authority. Woo, my God. Jesus didn't come down as a servant. He came down as a son to show us how sons are supposed to act. Come on, somebody. Well, there we go, daughter. You better say that. Come on, somebody. You better understand that right now, that you are not a servant slave to anyone, but you are a son that is representing the kingdom of your father. Woo, my God, my God. Let's get this revelation today that what God is doing in you is because of what he spoke over your life in creation. Someone type it is so. Come on, you're going to get this revelation today, okay? So now, Galatians chapter 4. Now, let's break it down, because if I tell you something, I have to show you in the word, okay? Now, I say that the heir, A slave servant cannot be an heir from the father or the master. Oh, here we go. Come on, get it right now. That the heir, as long as he is a what? Child. Here is the connection to a child that connects to a servant, because a child doesn't know who he is, okay? He differs nothing from a servant, though he be what? Lord of all. A servant is not Lord of all. Only the son can be Lord of all. Oh my God. But he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the what? Father. Oh my God. Woo! He didn't say master. He said the time appointed, the moedim of the father. Oh, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Okay, let's continue. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world because we didn't know what power that we had, okay? But when the fullness of the time was come, God, Yahweh, Jehovah, sent forth his son, capital S. He didn't say he sent forth his servant. He sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of what? Sons. Whereby you are, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying what? Abba, Father, whereby you are no more a servant. You are no more a servant. You are no more a servant. Come on now, YouTube. You are no more a servant, but sons. And if sons, you are heirs of God through Christ. Someone type, it is so. Woo, my God. This is why you're going to receive the double-double. This is why you're going to receive the double portion. This is why God is going to make the enemy repay you sevenfold and make you give up everything that you caught him with. Why? Because you're not going to the devil as a slave servant with no power. You're going to him in the power of a son who has dominion and authority over all the earth, and the devil is up under your feet. Why? Because we sit with Christ in heavenly places, and he said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Somebody better give God a praise and say, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God, my God. Today you go, oh my God. See, today you're going to sow your seed as sons and heirs, not a slave servants, a hoping and a praying God does something for you. No, your father must do. Oh my God. Woo! Okay, 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 okay. Now, I said that to say this, okay? Because you are in a season, okay, you are in this season. Okay, because next week I'm going to begin teaching and reminding everyone, or actually teaching and giving you the understanding of the feast, because we're going into the feast, our first feast this season, the Feast of Passover, which is God's moedim, his appointed time. Just like he said right here, that in verse 2, that the child is under tutors and governors until the time appointed. The appointed time of the Father. See, these divine appointments, these divine appointments are God setting us up for rulership. Okay. Now, oh my God. Now, okay. So I said that you were in this time and season of the double-double. Okay, now, first of all, let's go to Isaiah. I got 3 or 4 more minutes, then we're going to be out of here. Okay, Isaiah 61. Someone type, it is so. Isaiah 61, verses 6 and 7, okay? Isaiah 61. Woo, come on now. Here we go, verses 6 and 7. Now, you have an expected end. You have an expected end. Okay, so now let's get this. Come on now. Where you at? Where you at, Quinteros? I want you to get this. Let me know you still with me. Come on now. Isaiah 61, verse 6. You shall be named. Now listen, this is the same scripture. when you go back to the top in verse 1, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me, or he has appointed me, okay? He has anointed me, okay, to preach the gospel and to do everything. Oh, my God. But this is the same scripture that Jesus reads on the day that God commissions him and pushes him out into ministry. The Father says, now it's time to start, son. Let's get her done. And then he says, now are these scriptures fulfilled in your ears? Okay. Isaiah 61 verse 6. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Okay. A servant slave can't be a priest of the Lord. The Lord. Okay. The master. Come on now. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. Okay? For your shame. Now, everyone, listen. For those who missed yesterday, go back and watch yesterday's broadcast too. Everything that you went through, God had to allow it. Okay? He had to allow it to happen, because in order for you to receive, in order for God to make the devil give you back what he stole, you must go through a point in time in your life that feels like shame. God doesn't give you the shame, but because the enemy thinks he's winning, God has to allow you to go through it as a son, even as Jesus had to go through it. So when he's on the cross and you're bearing your cross, you can say, high glory, all power is given unto me. Okay. For your shame, you shall have what? Double. That's the first one. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land shall they possess the double. There's the second one. Everlasting joy unto them. So this is why it's going to be your season of double-double. Why? Because everything that you went through, that it looked like God wasn't with you, and when he has to go back and give you your land, your territory of dominion, he has to give you another double. But he's making the devil give it to you, and then he's going to put the icing on the cake. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30 and 31, and we'll be finished right here for today, because I want you to get this. Proverbs chapter 6. Come on, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Here we go. Look at it. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, if you catch the thief, the devil, if you catch him. In other words, if you get the understanding of where the devil has been stealing from you, that means you caught him. Oh, my God. If he be found, he, the devil, the enemy, shall restore sevenfold. Oh, my God. Woo! Okay, here's the icing on the cake. Sevenfold. Seven means perfection, completion, coming to an end. And he, the devil, must give you all the substance or all of the treasure that you caught him with in his house. Oh, my God. You better get this today. The double-double means that God makes the enemy give you everything that he's been stealing at the time and the appointment that you caught him. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, my God. Whoo, are you getting this? Come on now. Don't you? The enemy is a liar. Come on now. Don't let the devil cheat you. Come on now. Don't let the devil. Okay, there is no condemnation in Christ. What you did, whatever mistake, that sin just means that you missed the mark. Repent right now. Just say, Father, I repent. I'm sorry for whatever I did not please you and that caused me to miss the mark. Now, Father, your word says that I'm your son. I'm your child. Now it's time for my inheritance. I caught the devil. Make him give me my double-double and the sevenfold. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God, my God. See, the devil don't want you to get this. Come on, he don't want you to get this. Woo, my God, he don't want you to get this. Come on. See, he's just been caught. You caught him. Come on, you caught him. You caught him. I'm telling you, you caught him. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Okay, so now, here's the understanding. You're not a servant slave, thinking and a hoping and a praying something happens. You are a son that understands the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. God's way of doing things, okay? Now, here's how you're going to here's how you're going to put the icing on the cake. Oh, my God. Because you're going to sow into the kingdom like a son. Okay, you're giving because you have the understanding. The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Then it says, now here's what the kingdom is built on. God's way of doing things. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. What is seed time? The period of planting seeds or investing consistently. This is that time where it seemed like God wasn't with you, but you were still going to the ministry. You were still getting the word. You were still sowing your finances. And the harvest is the manifestation time of the fruit of your seed sowing. That's what you're in now. And I came to tell you, as the prophet of this ministry, and for those of you who receive me as your priest and prophet in your life, this is how God has done it. Okay? Now you're going to sow seed, whether through the church, which is through the website, www.restoredministriesint.org, or through the Zelle, Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail. Sow your tithe, sow your offering there. But if you want to receive the prophet's reward, you're going to sow into the hand of the prophet through my Cash App, $MD Bryant, Prophet M.D. Bryant. And I get the honor and privilege to declare the blessing of the Lord over your life. Lift your hands. Now, listen, here is what we're asking you to sow, okay? The new beginning seed, which is 8888, or the 188-88, which is your new beginning. You're entering into that new beginning, okay? High glory. This is that time where he said your obedience to new beginnings, okay? Or your 2024 seed, where you sow the seed in the denomination of the new year that we're in, 2024, okay? The $224, or for those that can, the 2024, because you want to receive what is called the 1,000 times greater, okay? So use my Cash App if you want to sow into the prophet as I declare this blessing. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you said that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and you add no sorrow with it. Father, you said, give, and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over as they sow their seed. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. I declare the blessing of the Lord that as they sow into my hand, Father, I declare and decree that they'll never be broke another day in their life. Favor and the greater, how glory, new beginnings, new opportunities. Oh, new finances, a new health in their body, new peace in their mind. I declare and decree and count it done. And I declare that the thief has been caught, and the thief must return sevenfold and all the substance of his house in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Come on now. Give God a praise. Sow your seed. I want to thank you for joining in. Please don't miss the Hour of Power on Sunday morning, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, with me and Prophet Tanya as we go deeper into this season. But listen, we're going to start teaching about the feast this Sunday morning, amen, about the Feast of Passover, the Moedim, the appointed times of God. Don't miss it, because listen, you don't want to miss his visitation. Be blessed.